Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 445 of the Mail Right Show. We're so excited to talk to you today. We're going to talk about the thing we never, ever, 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 ever have talked about before. He says very untruthfully. Okay, we are talking about YouTube. And what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about, and I'm just going to read this off. It's how to close multiple deals per year from YouTube. And we're going to cover finding target audiences, search engine optimization, straw call into action, consistency. We're going to talk about the really neat potatoes of a strategy that is going to be built to generate you leads off YouTube. I'm super excited for today's topic. And of course, it is that guy that does the donkey work, that is behind the scenes and oftentimes in my face. This is Jonathan Dinwood, the showrunner. For those of you that don't know him, John, why don't you take a second and explain who you are?
Yes, thank you for that, Rob. I'm the donkey of the show, folks. Robert just feeds me carrots. I'm the joint founder of Mail Right. We are an all-in-one marketing digital platform for real estate agents. You get a CRM, you get email, SMS, text messaging, a lot of other elements to it. Plus, you get a beautiful WordPress built website. Plus, coming up soon, a library of really modern themes so you can choose the look that you like. That's what Mail Right is about. Over to you, Robert.
All right, beautiful. Excited for those design changes on your platform, John. That's really cool to hear. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about finding your target audience first, okay? This is one of my favorite subjects. It's one of the easiest subjects. It's also one of the subjects that I provide the most value in the shortest amount of time when I do consultations. And it's not all that incredibly hard. One of the best searches for you to do is start with a market. You start with the place that you want to market to, such as Van Nuys. Okay, then you do a search like Van Nuys Homes. Okay, that's what you do in Google for those, like you do the name of the city, you do Van Nuys Homes, and then you click enter, and then you scroll down until you see a drop-down list that says at the top, people also ask. Okay, and that right there, that list is your targeted list of things that you can talk about for YouTube inside a city. Okay, that's your audience. Because if you're working a city, this is what people who are looking at that city are asking. And in this case, like when I did that search, it's, is Van Nuys a good city to live in? What is the average income in Van Nuys? Why is Van Nuys famous? And what is the ethnicity of Van Nuys? So, and if you click the drop down, there's more questions that will open up. Like, why is Van Nuys famous? What is the black population in Van Nuys? These are all the questions that people are legitimately asking. I don't know why, but people don't realize that Google is really just running an AI analytics method of, they're just telling you what people are really asking in the order of priority that people are asking it. So you don't need to do any keyword research. You don't need tools like I've got them. You can just go to this list and look at it and understand it's all popular. The only thing that you have to do is sometimes get creative about the title of the video versus the search that people are doing. Like, you're not going to make a video about what is the average income in Van Nuys. You could, but it's not very compelling. So instead, you might say something like, what do you need to make to own a home in beautiful Van Nuys? You know, something like that. Anyway, John, take it away. What's your perspective on targeting an audience?
Yeah, I think you covered really the key things there, folks, because there is a tendency for real estate professionals to make videos for other real estate professionals. And that's not your audience. Your audience are people buying homes in a particular area. And let's just keep it to geo, to a particular area. Keeps it simple, doesn't it?
Yeah. You raise a really good point, John. I didn't realize that. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, no, I forgive you because I butt into you all the time, don't I? But there we go. Yeah, I'll admit it. I know my faults. I've been cutting back though, Rob. So Yeah, you know, don't make videos about what awards you've won or, you know, how many sales you've made that particular quarter. It has a place, don't get me wrong, but I don't think this particular marketing channel really wants to hear that. They might want to hear it at the end to confirm that you might be the person that they should work with. But that's not the bulk of what your videos should be about. And you do see a lot of this happening, don't you, Rob?
You do. You also see people chasing vanity metrics. Okay, vanity metrics for a real estate agent is, for instance, how many views that you have on a video. If you do a really good video on what kind of income you need to move into the city that you represent, and you're honest, like let's say some of you are representing a luxury city and you're like, why in the world, Robert, would I tell people that they need to make $400,000 or $500,000 a year to live here? And the answer is simple. The people who are making that much money want to know exactly what the income bracket might be that they need. And they also want to qualify other people to understand, am I living people who are in my circumstance? Because that's what they want. So there may only be 10 of those people. And they may only watch your videos once or twice, which means your videos may only have 10 or 15 views. And that doesn't sound logical to a lot of people because they've been trained the wrong way about YouTube. YouTube, if you want to use it for lead generation, you do not care how many views a particular video gets, especially if you know that you've made a video for a very small and specific audience. Like if you know for sure you made a video, like for John and I, it would be like, we're going to make a video for large team brokers who are independent. Well, that's probably like 0.05% of the real estate market, like realtors. So I may only have 40 views in that video. Maybe. I'd be very, very happy if I got them because I probably am appealing to very, very large brokers who are not affiliated with some of the big brokerage brands. And I don't know why I'd make that video, but if I did, that's who I'd want watching it, which means that there aren't going to be very many vanity metrics to pursue. And that particular audience is not as likely to subscribe to my channel. And they're not as likely to leave me a thumbs up, and they're not as likely to comment on the video. It's all the things that we look for that YouTube encourages us to get. Honestly, when you're making content, you should have the theory that you're only making it for the audience. That's it. The rest of these things that go along with it, with YouTube, come over time if you just focus on the audience. Like you will get subscribers, you will get comments, you will. But it's like building anything else, in my opinion, John. Like a lot of realtors I know make these incredible videos, sometimes spend thousands of dollars on things like the 10 greatest reasons to move into, like the 10 best reasons to move into Van Nuys. And there's a good reason to do that, but they usually make a video that's so broad and so general, they're no longer even talking to homeowners. And they do a really cool video, and it's a good way to get an audience, not necessarily an audience you want, but you'll get an audience. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you for that, John. That was a really good point. Number two, YouTube SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah, it's a bit different. It's a bit different. Well, it's the same principles, but what there's a deal I found is a, but it's linked to, I say that it's very linked to your previous statement. So it kind of overlaps. What I mean is if you're making a more broader video that's not really focused at a specific target audience, and you'd be best to aim at a target audience. But let's say you are making a broader video, which I don't recommend. I agree with Rob, but there could be a middle road as well. And you use any of the YouTube tools that recommend particular video topics that are not too competitive but still getting a good traffic. That doesn't mean if you do an article on the same, using the same title, that is a totally separate ball game, because even if you write a good article, it probably won't get a lot of traffic, the actual article, because there I found the two search engines to some degree are a bit divorced. Where it will work is if you write an article and then you make a video, then Google will look at it. Is that making any sense, Robert?
Yeah. So Google right now currently has a mechanism inside their actual search engine algorithm that favors pages that have video. Okay, the recent hack proves that. They're going to have to change and alter their actual core engineering in order to change that back. There are sites out there like Christoph Chu who are doing updated market reports on pretty traditional SEO pages and are now starting to rank for searches like Bel Air Homes for Sale, something that Christoph did many, many years ago, but hasn't had a chance to compete against Zillow or Trulia in almost a decade. So video SEO is changing the game, and you can also improve your odds of ranking in the YouTube algorithm by doing a lot of brute force grunt work on a video, because they give you the option, like they do with content, to give them further explanation about what you made on that video. They do that through video tagging, the option to manually type to close caption your own video, to create titles, descriptions, video indexes, signature trails. On average, John, for our clients, we spend 3 hours per video, per 5 minute video on video optimization. It is by far and away the heaviest lift that we do for success. But all of that optimization, once you link that video to a page on a website, as an example, Google looks at it and absolutely counts it as an extra hidden page of content, especially when you manually close caption your video. So video SEO is probably the most relevant thing that we do as an SEO company at Inbound REM. It is absolutely where we spend the most of our money, our time, our energy, our consultation, talking to clients. It is the one provable thing that I've seen over and over again, regardless of website quality. Like, John's pages are set up pretty good, but not great. It's an age and image website. They're okay. They don't have any other notable feature on them except sold properties and the fact that he's got videos that he updates month to month in a market report way. And so that update of that video counts in Google's eyes as a refreshing of the content on the page, which is what propels this ranking. Now, it took them 2 years. So everybody here is listening to this show. Don't go run out and do this tomorrow, then call me and say, why didn't this work? Okay. It took 2 years to see that ranking change but this is the only SEO strategy that was being followed. There was nothing else, no link building, no content, no additional development, nothing. It's just a video SEO strategy and it works. So, which is why John and I keep talking to you about this. It works. It's just not necessarily easy. If you want video SEO done, there's no doubt that for real estate, Inbound REM is light years ahead of all other providers. Give us a call on this one. I never push our company or my name like this. John will hopefully attest. But in the very small category of video SEO, very few people understand how it's working on real estate websites. And that can make the difference between like doing a video and having it really propel your marketing strategy or just getting mediocre results off it.
Yeah. Another resource that you could look at, I was quite impressed with it actually, is I recently been using the pro version of VidIQ. And they've actually got a lot of training materials, a lot of training videos, and they've spent a lot of money and time on it. You could tell. They're serious about the training, and I've been absorbing gradually and applying some of the things, and I've been working with their tool. It's not ridiculously expensive, folks, compared to other SEO, more traditional SEO professional, quasi-professional tools, and I've been quite impressed with the training material. I've been gradually absorbing it, Robert.
VidIQ was one of the places that I originally started to refine our video optimization process. They were massive in it for me, John. So glad that you're getting some use out of it. I did for sure as a business owner. Many of the things that I tried came from vidIQ. Many. Like there's only a couple of hacks that I pulled from like my brother and other professional, like one of the most competitive areas in YouTube optimization is actually game commentary. These kids that get on there and they talk about games. So some of these kids have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers. It's crazy. And so it's a remarkably competitive, small little segment of YouTube with people that really understand the platform because they're
young. I think the other thing that you've got to be a bit cautious about, folks, is that Robert's totally legit. And I think vidIQ are pretty legit and there's other people. But there's a lot of YouTube resources about optimization of YouTube video channels. And a lot of these people aren't particularly legit and they're looking for affiliate marketers, and I've got nothing that against that. It's just that you find a lot of out of date and incorrect advice around there. Would you agree with that, Robert?
100%. You need to qualify your resources. My limited range is at a minimum, you can start with people that specialize in the field that you're looking at. That's not a guarantee in real estate. There's a lot of shysters or people that know a lot less than they pretend to know, which is another thing I've discovered in real estate. It's not like they're trying to rip you off. It's just they don't actually know very much, but they make it sound like they do. So John is also a great place to go look. The MailRight channel, the Inbound REM YouTube channel, or all the options. It's all really great places for us
I've been getting more professional about the MailRight YouTube channel, but I've also done a lot more of my other business. But over the last 6 months, I must have produced about 300 videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting much more serious about tagging them. And the tagging seemingly doesn't matter anymore. It's the title and having a really good description and other things. But I have consistently, over the last 6 months, been upping my game.
Keyword relevancy under the tagging still matters. It doesn't matter for ranking, which is where everybody's getting confused, but do not be mistaken, John. It is still a categoric descriptor for SEO for YouTube. It's just not a ranking factor, which is where people get lost. It is, however, I want to understand the video better thing. Like,
yeah, right. But thank God I didn't give up on it, even though they were. I think that's my only slight criticism of vidIQ. They need to explain that a bit more coherent. But I was doing it anyway, and I decided it wasn't taking me that long, so I kept on doing it. So thank God. Shall we go on to the next one?
No, we shall go to break, and we'll go on to the next one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, John and I are going to take a 30-second break. We're going to reset. We're going to count down. We're going to come back. And when we do, we're going to talk to you about calls of action, quality and consistency. And guess what? For those of you who are following along the show, who are driving, listening at your desk, we are really today, we're going to light a fire under you. We're going to say, we want you to start right now. Stop putting this off. Okay? That's the last part of the last two subjects that we're going to talk about. And then we have a surprise subject at the very end, which we'll make up when we get there. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stay glued. We'll talk to you in a second.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 445 of the MailRight podcast. We are now talking about one of the subjects that we love the most because we feel like it can make the biggest difference in your real estate business, and that is YouTube. And we're talking very specifically today about one of my favorite subjects, which is how you get to close multiple deals from YouTube. In other words, not just using it, but using it as a conversion tool that's going to drive revenue for your real estate business. It is incredibly powerful. It is the tool that I've seen change more people's businesses more consistently than any other social platform, any other platform out there, full stop, not even close. It's more effective, more consistently than all the systems that I've heard about. It's more effective, more consistently than like door knocking and cold calling. It just takes a different mindset and a true commitment. And that's what throws people off. Having said that, let's just move straight into the subject of quality and, calls of action. Actually, you know what, John, let's make this slightly different. Let's just scoot number four up and then we'll do number three instead.
Yeah,
we'll juxtaposition them. So let's talk about quality and consistency for a second. When you think about, you just mentioned at when we were going to break that you've done 300 videos for your business in the first, 8 months of this year. How did you do that, John?
Every post, I develop about 4 to 5 posts a week for the past 8 months. I've doubled the traffic to the WP Tonic website, but I've been producing about 5 articles per week, and I produce a video for every article. So do the math.
And be honest with me and the audience. So all that work, and you are telling me that you doubled. Now that, listen, I don't know. I legitimately don't know what that means to WP Tonic. I know that you're saying double. It could be you're doubling 100 people. It could be you're doubling 1,000 people.
Keywords using href and the actual search console, the actual traffic. But of course, a lot of that traffic isn't actually people. You don't know how many of those were real people now, how much of that is
false. So is it worth it? Like, John, that's the direction I was driving with that question. Like it's worth it?
Yeah, well, it comes in waves, actually. The last couple of weeks have been a bit quiet, but last year, August went really quiet. And then when September, but over the last 8 months, I've had a lot more people signing up for WP Tonic, and I've had more people sign up for Mailrite. As you know, Rob, it's a bit different because you're a full service agency. I'm a more kind of, it's a product with the Mailrite, with services bolted on. It's getting people to actually utilize the tool and actually, because a lot of the people we are attempting to do it as DIY. Mm-hmm. And we get some people that want us to do campaigns for them, but a lot of them want to do it themselves. And a lot of people are very enthusiastic and then they just don't act on things. And you get that, don't you, Rob? You know, you get people that are very enthusiastic, they sign up and they just don't give you the materials and you have to keep on them all the time, don't you?
Yeah, it's over half our clients. And that's an increase because we've gotten much better at servicing our clients. But 50% basically come on board, and even with like a coach and somebody on the phone and somebody following up consistently and me following up consistently with them, with all that in place, half of them still flake out.
Yeah.
So
I used to take it really hard and used to think it was something me, and they're onboarding on both. Mailrite and WP Tonic has improved enormously, and our processes have improved enormously. But there's only so much you can do, isn't there?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to talk too much about this subject because I have very high quality and very low consistency. So I can't really speak to this.
Yeah.
I tend to do content based on where I'm mentally and emotionally at with my business. That's how I do it. That's not the right way to do it. And no, very few people are going to be like me. I have a skill set that is pretty much unique to me. That means when I do content, it's well received, and most of my content does generate me leads. So when I want leads and when I want my business to grow, I do some content. Now, that's very rare. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the only people that I know that can do it quite that way. So most of the time, the method is you pick a date and you do it consistently. And I've been doing that in August. Like I've started to step it up, John, because I feel like we are seeing the end of the major shifts in the realtor part of our industry. So right now, a lot of like my viewers and usage dropped down to next to nothing. And I was just like, I don't feel like, you know, doing the mouse churning the butter thing. But now we're currently in the process of receiving, like my channel is 100% better than it has been in terms of hours watched than the last 6 months previous. Cool. So it's absolutely changing right before our eyes. And so now I'm getting really consistent about content creation. The reason that I view quality and consistency as an individual subject, for me, it's about when and where and how I can serve my audience. That's another part of the subject. Like, I still don't want to do content, if I'm honest with you, John. The reason I'm stepping out into it right now is because my users are showing me through user metrics.
The podcast goes up as a YouTube video, and seemingly some of the people that I do listen say long form. It seems to be really short or long form. Those 200 videos I've done, they're between 6 and 10 minutes long. And we do edit them. There is a intro and there is a bit of editing, but I don't spend it. I look in the camera and I talk about the subject, and they're around 6 to 10 minutes max. And that's what I'm doing. But I have been producing some longer form, but they're specifically to get traffic from YouTube, where I'm spending a bit more time on editing on those. So it's a mixture, Rob.
All right. So ladies and gentlemen, quality and consistency. John's last little bit here in the show notes is 6 to 12 months. I do. It's one of the very few times I'm ever going to disagree with John. If you commit to YouTube, I'm going to say 12 months is a minimum. 18 months is more common. And what I look at, John, is I don't look at the metrics to get traffic to videos. You can get that in under 30 days. You can get comments in under 60. You'll start to get an audience built in 6 months for sure. That number is correct. But conversion, that's getting a call off YouTube that you can make a sale off of. Average over the last 5 to 6 years across all of my clients, it's more like a year to a year and a half of people following you consistency before you get the highly qualified call from somebody who will convert almost immediately off YouTube. And that is what most real estate agents are looking for. That's what they want. So set the timeline for yourself at 18 months of consistency, and you'll probably have at least one if you're doing a consistent video every single week and you're researching topics like we suggested at the top of the show. All right. So let's talk about urgency and getting off the bench.
Well, sure, we generate strong calls for actions.
Oh, we didn't talk about that?
You swapped it, didn't you?
Calls for actions.
Yeah.
John, lead us off.
Yeah, it's something I was lacking, but it's a bit like if you look at Rob's posts and if you look mine, I've got some call actions in my posts. Rob's got calls for action. It's the same thing with video. You got in the video to give them a call for action. You know, we're offering this free resource, or if you give me a call, it could be various things, the calls of action, folk, but, and you don't want multiple calls. You just want one main call, one main ask. That's what the expert seems to suggest. And I think keeping it simple is always preferable. So have one call, but you want to ask them to do something in the video or something. Just don't make the video without a call to action. That's how I would explain it. What's your thoughts, Rob?
I'm going to say that, like, calls to action are very important, especially when you can make a call to action match the theme of the video and match an end user's desire. So an example would be, I don't do too many calls to action because I'm a true inbound marketer. I let the value speak for itself and I say, You know, I don't even oftentimes call out the fact that I've got contact forms in the bottom of my videos. My response rate is a little lower than most people's, but then again, I understand real clearly what I'm looking for, John. I'm looking for, by the time that somebody gets on the phone with me, it needs to be the highest of all high quality leads. Everybody needs to be serious. They need to want a consultation.
I also think there's another factor, and I'll be interesting to see, especially with your content, is that a lot of the people that are contacting you are long-term salespeople. That's what they're real estate agents. And they tend, and this is a broad statement, they tend to be a bit cynical, especially about marketing to themselves, because they get bombarded by a lot of marketing. So it's best that, you know, that you lay off it a bit and let them come to you, because they're exposed to a lot of marketing, and a lot of them are just, it's a strange mixture, because also those people tend have a tendency to be influenced by the latest trend, the latest all-embracing thing that will make a big difference. It's a strange concoction I've observed in the real estate industry. Doesn't apply so much to my other business to some degree. I say that, but they're also influenced by a lot of YouTube influencers, let's say building a membership or community online business. You can just do it in a couple of months. If you spend $3,000 on our course, surplus. There probably is more similarities.
So, calls to action, is a direction that you're giving somebody that is like a signpost on a stream of traffic. That's how you should think of it. You can get off the freeway here. And if you do get off the freeway here, here's where you're going. That's a call to action. And a call to action, mine are gentle, and oftentimes are going to be directing people gently to a place that there is a solution. And you're right, John. I market to marketers. I market to veterans and professionals. That's who my messages are for. I understand that. 16 years of doing the same thing has taught me a lot. And one of the things it's taught me is that I speak best to people who've already been through the first few years of their career. I don't want to have to tell somebody, hey, bud, all you need to do is make a few more phone calls. I'm just not in that place in my career anymore. I just don't want to have that conversation one more time with somebody where it's fairly basic. It's like, what's your marketing plan? A veteran agent probably has tried 20 different things to market themselves. And we get to talk about those things, and that still interests me and still fascinates me. So my signposts are if you have a need for this solution, schedule a consultation with me. And I've already outlined the solution in the video. So calls to action can be important, but they should be crafted according to who you are and what your skill level is in marketing. If you're very unskilled and you're very new to YouTube marketing, you might just stick with the call to action of like the video, comment on the video, and let the comments on the video be treated as leads, because that's what they are. Everybody who's interacting with your video is somebody who's deeply, deeply engaged, because 90% of all people won't interact with your video. They're already compelled by you if they're leaving you comments. It's really important that people realize that comments on videos and things like that are wild and open ways to get dialogue going and close deals. I don't know why agents are used to other platforms like Facebook, John, where the comments and the quality of the interaction with the audience is very low. The quality and interaction with audience on YouTube is very high. I've probably closed about between 5 and 10% of people that have been leaving comments on my videos have turned into customers for me because of the way I engaged in the comments with them. That opens their door. It basically lets them know this guy's really legit. And then they go to my website, schedule on my normal contact forms in my calendar, and the next thing you know, this person I was talking to on YouTube is a consultation and then a client. All right, let's talk about what I started to talk about, because I really, really desperately wanted to skip number 3, apparently, on our list. Start now. All right. Every good coach, for those of you who are listening, if you're listening to this podcast, it's likely that either you just found it or that you're a veteran agent and have known about me and John for a while now. So we've been doing this for a few hundred episodes at this point. And let me tell you, there is no time like the tomorrow, except when it comes to making good changes in your business, because then the answer is there is no time like today. And John and I are constantly talking about what needs to be done. Guys, I couldn't agree with this. This is probably the strongest close to a show that John has ever put on our list. Okay. Don't sit on this. Go into your mirror and film yourself right now saying, Robert and John told me to do a video, and then get up and do a video. Just turn on the fucking camera and do it today, right now. When you get home, when you get done listening to the show, do it now. That's all I got, John.
Yeah, do it there. I'm not gonna mimic Rob, because I'm English, folks, so it's not so exciting, is it? But yeah, don't leave it to next week. Don't, oh well, I'll get some time. Oh, I really committed to this. I might do it in a month's time. Blah, blah, blah. Do it now. You know, you've got a camera. Most people have got a fantastic camera in their phone. You just need some basic sound equipment. And off you go and start making some videos. It's free to make a YouTube channel. You can use Canva to make the art for you. It's nowhere as difficult now. And just do it, folks. Look, just do it after plan to do it tomorrow, or, you know, the day after you listen to this video, this YouTube or this podcast. I'm getting my platforms mixed up there. But just do it, folks. Just do it.
It was John that put the just do it on the list. Okay, so I have always been very good at fire. That's communicating with enthusiasm, developing, because I've taught call center stuff for so long. And with us in that industry, it's always about trying to manufacture enthusiasm for what you're saying in the immediacy. And so that I've had 30 years, but John is the person that put this on the list, and he couldn't have been more right. Do it now. So I don't really have much to wrap up this subject with, John. So if you have some general finishing remarks that you had in mind, please share them with both me and the audience. We'd love to hear it.
Well, it's we've done about, over the last year, 2 years, we've done a number of podcasts and videos about producing video, about the equipment, about the strategy. Rob's got a lot of experience, but we've got a number of podcasts. So just do a search, have a listen. It gives you all the information that you will want about equipment type, even in more detail. Just listen and then do it. Just do it.
Agreed. Agreed. So, John, if people wanted to find some of these videos of yours that might talk about these subjects, or find you in general, or set up a 20 or 30 minute call with you and try to get some information about your system, how would they do any of that?
Yeah, just go over to mel-wright.com, Mel Wright. There you can book a Zoom with me. It's totally free. Got any questions about video? I'd be more than happy to answer them based on my experience. I made a lot of videos now. And I'd be more than happy to give you any advice, or give Rob go to Rob's website and give him a chat. But just do it, folks. Just plan to do it. It will, in the end, make a big difference to your business. Back over to you, Rob.
So I'm Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. If you would like to, my website has published hundreds of articles, a lot, though, in this categoric area. YouTube SEO is one of those things that we talk about incessantly on my website, on my channel. There's two themes that we've been hammering for years.
I would say your website is the leading resource, online resource on using YouTube and SEO. I would say it's the leading resource.
Wow. It's really high praise, John. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So go to inboundrem.com and you can look under video and we've got sections, you know, because there's a lot of content there, but we have a video section. So you can look under there and then you'll find numerous videos talking about teaching and training and specifics and our top hacks and everything else that you might have questions about. It's a great learning resource and I suggest you use it to learn first. Now, for some reason, some of you want to talk to me directly and I am still doing in-person consultations. You can look under the services page at inboundrem.com and you can schedule a call with me directly. This is a limited time thing because I have been for years trying to get myself off the phone and into strictly a leadership role. I've been very blessed. The company has grown, but I have not been so blessed in finding somebody to replace me on the phone. So,
well, there is only one Robert Newman, isn't there?
You're great. All right. Listen, everyone, thank you so much, John. Thank you for doing this with me, putting up with me. And thank you to the audience for listening to John and I and putting up with us collectively. We really appreciate it. If all of you are not inclined to go anywhere or do anything further, we still appreciate you listening to the show. We've had growing traffic for years on this show. I am so grateful for it. And I think John is too. Thank you for giving us a listen. We appreciate it.